情 blame for you with me。
嗨，大家好，欢迎收听开言英语带给你的潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是杰尼。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那我们今天呢要说说最近的一个国家大事儿，就是很重要的一个会哦，两个会，我应该说就是两会。Adam 懂吗？
Of course, this is like my favorite kind of stuff to talk about.
对，因为你大学是学政治是吧？
That's right.
好，那两会呢，我因为最近看到好多朋友留言就问我们说这两会英语到底叫什么，你们能不能说说这个主题。后来我一想还真是啊，如果大家没有问我的话，我也不知道两会英语叫什么，我还以为它叫 two meetings, 但又想想不对，因为 two meetings just sounds too simple, too not official enough, right?
Right. So we're talking about a very...official thing, you know, this is the government. This just saying two meetings is, yeah, it's a little too simple.
对，那我们今天的节目呢，除了会告诉大家，当然两会英语叫什么，还会说说就是英语里面其实不同的会，大大小小的，它也有不同的词，它不只是 meeting 这么一个词。那今天的节目呢，对于特别已经工作的朋友，会特别的有用啊，希望大家能够到我们的微信推送去好好查看一下我们今天教大家的这些词语和说法。所以呢，到微信公众号关注开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复两会就行了。 Okay, so Adam, we know 两会 is not called two meetings. What is it called? 叫什么呀？
Okay, so we call these things the annual plenary sessions.
我怎么没听到 two 啊？这连两这个二都没有吗？如果大家觉得刚刚这个 Adam 说的一长串，你一个词都没听懂，没关系 ，because it is a very official translation. 它就是一个非常官方的说法啊。那其实比较就是直译过来。It's also called the two sessions, 简称、对不对
Right.
好，那我们先来看这个词 sessions. So that's the key word, which means meetings, basically.
Meetings, yes, you're right. But this kind of meeting is, like Jenny just said, usually very official. Like, besides the Chinese government, you might also hear this at, for example, the United Nations.
对，就这个词啊，它是一个非常特别的词，它用在形容非常官方、非常大型的会议上面。除了我们中国的两会，还有呢，就是 the United Nations 联合国，联代，对不对 ？The General Assembly when they have a big meeting, it's also called a session.
Right.
好的，那前面你说那个叫什么 annual plenary okay annual 就是年度的
right
and plenary 是什么意思
it kind of means like full
啊、就是全体对不对
right it just means all of the members are there
好的好的，所以它也是一个 very specialized 是一个比较特定的说法啊
yes exactly
那 Adam 你前面说 you love this topic 所以我考考你、我们这个两会是哪两会啊
oh what will you give me if I win
你真的知道吗
yeah sure the first one is 人大 the second one is 政协
你每天真的有看报纸哈，有看新闻。对，就是我们人大和政协的会议。那人大呢，这个英语叫 People's Congress， 对吧？
Yes.
政协很长，所以让 Adam 好好教我们一下。
Yeah, this one I had to look up too, guys. The Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference.
就是说政协容易多了哈。那也是我们简称。OK, 前面那个人大 People's Congress 就是在美国的那个政治体系里面他们的国会 right? The United
right.
States Congress, 然后我们中国也是 People's Congress,
right.
然后这个政协就是 Political Consultative Conference. 好我们现在读翻译或者国际政治的朋友感谢我们吧。哎，那政治局我要跟大家说一下，这个我也是读大学的时候学到这个词，我觉得特别的特别棒 ，Politburo。
Oh, yeah.
对吧 ?Bureau 就是 like bureaucracy, bureaucratic, 就是一个就是政府机关这样的。所以大家可以跟朋友去 show off 一下哦，你在开言英语学到 Polybureau。好，那我们说完了很多就是非常特定、非常 official、特别官方的这些名词以后呢 ，Let's just dial it back a bit。我们来讲讲比较通俗的，就是我们日常生活中会开的一些会啊。So you won't be really using the word sessions， 因为也有可能我们听众里面就是有人大代表呢。If you are, let us know. 我们会觉得很骄傲。好 ,let's move on to、some of these more common terms.
Okay, well, maybe we should、pick up where we left off with just this word meeting.
就每个人就是最早学的嘛会议 a meeting,、对不对
Right.
这个词其实我觉得它是、最 general, 就是你最不容易出错的。对吧因为如果你就说 you know, the People's Congress, they're having their big annual meeting, 就是你这个意思也对当然用 session 就更加 accurate, 更加正确一点 but you won't be wrong if you use the word meeting.
Exactly.
那 meeting 就是大大小小的会都行是吧
Right.
好那诶还有一个就是 meet up.
Oh.Okay, well, meet up could be, I think like this would be people in the same industry, like maybe, or colleagues, coworkers, maybe like meeting up at a bar or something.
对 ,meet up 通常就是形容大家在同一个行业工作呀或者有同一个兴趣。比如我们开言英语我们之前办用户见面会我们都说 it's our meet up, right?
Yes.
就是大家都在学英语、and also it's quite informal,、casual, or you can even call it a mixer, 对不对就是、
sure.
对就是大家、networking, meet and greet, 这样的 mingle.
In any case, it's usually more fun than a meeting.
对就是 你说比较好玩是吧就比较轻松一点的啊。好那meeting 看完了以后呢还有比较 more serious, maybe a larger meeting, 我们可以叫一个 conference, 是不是
Right, right, right.
Conference, 好像它可以是 academic, 就很学术的。
Yeah, or business, right? You can have、like a sales conference or... I mean, for me, a conference is just... Like, there's so many meetings. There would be dozens of meetings、at a conference.
对对对 that's a good point. 就是一个 conference, 它含很多小的 meetings.
Right.
对吧、通常这个 conference maybe、it spends...A few days, 就是要开好几天然后这个大的 conference 有什么 keynote speaker, 然后、and then you break off into smaller meetings, smaller groups.
That's what comes to my mind anyway.、
I love going to conferences. 就是也就像我们同行业的嘛像大的那种学习大会啊什么因为可以学到很多啊。好、那除了 conference 呢接下来我们要看这个会很高级了。我就想到什么 APEC, 然后 Davos, 亚太经合组织啊达沃斯啊这些的。
Okay, so these are all what we call summits.
Summits, 峰会对吧
The highest, this is the highest, you know, the top of the top.
对因为 summit 的意思就是山顶。
Top of the mountain.
山峰啊。哎呦你说到这个亚太经合组织峰会啊 APEC 我们的一个用户 Adam Lin 就是我们非常认真的一个用户这女孩她前段时间说不好意思我在会员课程留言比较少因为我去开 APEC Summit 我说你好厉害哦
Wait a minute
对 Lin 你是不是最近在开两会啊 She might be 对吧
She might be、
好okay, so it's a summit, 峰会啊。那接下来我们要看的这些会呢就是比较 business oriented, or sales driven, I guess.
Yeah, so this would be what we call a trade show.
trade show. Trade 就是贸易交易，对吧？
Right, but this is also kind of like, you know, people in the same industry. Like if you were selling computers, everybody there is also going to be selling computers.
啊、对，所以它就是跟行业有关的啊。
嗯、mm-hmm.
哎，你觉得 trade show 我通常会想到就是大的这种就是交易会嘛，比如广交会
，right？
在
Canton Fair
啊，广交会。Okay, so a fair is also a meeting.
Well, fair kind of gets us into our next word here, which is kind of more like a exhibition.
Or expo, 是吧
？Or expo, exactly.
上海 expo 是上海世博会前两年的。
Wow, has it been that long?
已经很多年了呀，六七年真的 time flies. Wow. 所以 Adam, exhibition 和 expo 它就是同一个概念是吧 ？Expo 就是 exhibition 的一个缩减版。
Not exactly. I would say an expo is much bigger in scale. Like the expo is usually, you know, like the expo that was here is that's like the world expo.
嗯，世博会那样 exhibition 就是可能比较小一点。
Right, exactly. Could be an art exhibition. It could be any kind of exhibition.
就是展览会这样的。
Right.
好，那哎呀，就是不讲这个话题，不知道啊，真的英语里面会有好多好多的词，那开会呢，它也有不同的这个动词相对应，对吗？比如 to have a meeting, to hold a meeting。但我要说比较特别的呢，两个动词，一个你看好像是打电话，还有一个看是跑，但是呢，它在这里其实都是开会的意思。
Right, so the first one would be call a meeting.
So here, the call is not
a phone call.
对 not a phone call, 不是打电话而是召集一个会议是吧
Okay, so it's, I mean, I guess I'm thinking about a boss, you know, calling a meeting of all the employees. Okay, you know, we're going to meet tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then all the employees think like, oh man, the boss called another meeting.
Hey, I love meetings. 原来你们心里都是在吐槽我。
Your meetings are different, though. You are very, very efficient and, you know, understanding. Like when Jenny runs a meeting, it is very, very. When Jenny runs a meeting, it's not a chore. It's not difficult. It's very, very, very constructive.
啊、真的吗谢谢。所以刚刚 Adam 说另外一个动词就是 to run a meeting。
Right.
那这里呢这个 run 也不是跑步的意思而是它和 call 有一点像都是 you're the boss, 对吧 ?It's your meeting.、
Mm.
然后可能 run 有些不一样的就是你是在有点像主持 ,you're like the host,、
yes.
right? You're running the show, you're running the meeting. 也可能是这个比如大老板 called a meeting, 然后让The COO to actually run the meeting?
Runs the meeting. The other word we often use is chair a meeting. So whoever is the chair is the person who actually says, okay, the meeting starts now. The first person to speak will be Adam.
这 chair 这里也不是椅子的意思而是像会议主席这样啊。好那我们今天呢你想不到吧一个这个会有那么多有意思的这个说法和背后的故事那希望大家在我们今天节目里面呢就是我们讲的这些不同的例子都让你印象深刻啊 When you next have a meeting, you know the proper word to use for that meeting. 那我们开言英语呢我们有一个开会的课程系列也都是就是这段时间以来我们用户给我们非常真实的一些内容的建议比如 How do I open a meeting? How do I actually chair a meeting? 然后会议记录 How do I take meeting minutes? 所以如果你是在一个跨国公司工作的话呢这会非常的实用希望大家会喜欢那这些课呢都是我们开言会员可以专享的 OK, so if you are a big fan of meetings like I am 如果你很喜欢开会 if you run meetings efficiently 或者你老板经常开那种 endless 就是 pointless 特别冗长又没啥实质意义的会大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享啊 and if you have any questions please also let us know
That's right, guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
对，当然大家可以到我们的微信公众号先来体验一下我前面说这些会员课程。如果你喜欢的话呢，公众号购买学习一年只要629，你可以学到我们所有800多节课和每天发布的新课。Okay, thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye bye.